Time now in the Bonusa pregame short of visit with Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Congratulations on the win last Saturday in Anchorage, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
If anybody wants proof that a 1-0 college hockey game can be wildly entertaining, that was the one to show them, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and I thought we played 60 minutes of good hockey. Defensively, we made a lot of plays. We could have scored 5 or 6 goals. I thought Mantha was just the difference of keeping that thing 1-0.
I'm surprised that he hasn't stolen a couple more for them, quite honestly. They're going to have something to say about the final standings in this league, aren't they?
Well, they will, and take a look at their goals against. Their goals against is low, and they just got to, they'll give him a little more run support down the road right there, but he's a heck of a goaltender.
You clinched playoff berth with the win last Saturday. I still don't quite understand the mathematical formula that gets you there, but I'll trust the league that they know that you guys are in. I know it's coach speak to say that you don't want to peak too early, but quite honestly, is it too early to be worried about peaking too early?
You can't worry about any of that, Schulte. And there's times a lot teams get off on a run like we did, and other leagues too, teams get a fast start, and obviously the second half sometimes can they're either going to slow down a bit, but I'd rather start off strong like we did than obviously try to get on a run the second half, because again, we've already established where we are in the standings, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. So from here on out, it is what it is, and we just have to play the way we play, and hopefully good things are going to happen.
Early in the season, you said you didn't want to be playing catch up. Well, everybody else has been doing it to you. What's it feel like as a coach to always have people chomping at your heels?
Absolutely, and I wouldn't trade the spot we're at for anything right now, but it's weird. Now that we're in this position, now you look at other things as a coach, and you want to get points every week, and you want to try to at least create some separation between yourselves and the middle of the pack, or the third and fourth, and so there's so many other things that you look at because of the position that you're already in, I guess is what I'm getting at, Schulte.
More with Coach Ceratore when we return the Bonusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratore. He played Bowling Green so long ago, Tom. Those two games in October mean anything this weekend?
No, I mean, they're big games. I mean, Bowling Green's it's a big series for us. To me, they're one of the rivals in our league. And I think any time you play somebody in a 3-game series in the playoffs like we did last year, that rivalry's established. And they're big games. And we took care of business in Bemidji in October. And, obviously the Bowling Green players and coaches know that. And, they obviously want to move up in the standings. They want to gain momentum the second half of the year. So, it's not necessarily Schulte again about those games in October. I think it's more about, again, the rivalry that's been established between the two teams.
Mitch McLean has been a goal-scoring machine this year. How do you stop him, especially on the road?
We just play, Schulte, and we just play. I mean, we play against a lot of good players, and he's a good player. He's a big, strong kid. We understand that, and he's actually had a lot of success against us in the past. We just have to do certain things. We have to be physical. We have to make sure, again, we're on the defensive side of the man. We can't give up the back wall. It's the one thing about Bowling Green. They do a good job of cutting back and protecting the puck, and they want to try to establish the back wall on you. We have to, we have to make sure, again, we deny that, keep the puck on one half of the rink. And, and he's a guy right there. He wants to try to break you down one-on-one.
What have the Falcons done better as of late?
Well, again, they're on paper, they might be the best team in our league. And I think, again, what's happening right now, they're developing that continuity. And that's the biggest thing. They got good continuity right now. And they're playing well, and they're consistent right now. And I think that's any team. You want to be consistent, and they're consistent right now.
This rink has been a tough one for your teams. How much confidence you guys gain with how well you guys played here last year in the playoffs?
Well, we played well here in the playoffs, and we played well on the road this year, and that's how we look at things right now. It's not about what happened in the past. It's about what's happening right now in the present.
The game is played differently here in this building. Is two practices enough for your young guys to get used to it?
No, it isn't. They're just going to have to obviously get acclimated to the surroundings tonight, and they will. And hockey's hockey. There's no doubt things happen a lot quicker in this rink, Schulte. Take a look at those corners. Take a look at the 10 feet you have from the end wall to the goal line. It's a physical game in this rink just because of that. And you have to be ready, to take a hit, but you better be ready to give a hit as well.
It's always important to hit the net with a shot, but here in Ferris especially, isn't it?
Oh, big time, because, again, everything funnels to the goalie. Those egg-shaped corners, everything funnels to the goaltender. And if you do miss the net, it might obviously be a breakout for the opposition. So you're exactly right, Schulte. Hitting the net is priority number one.
What's the status of Jerry Fitzgerald and Mike Soucier this weekend?
Well, Mike is going to be able to play. He was out last weekend. He'll be ready to go. Jerry will be out this weekend, so hopefully we'll have him ready to go against Ferris State.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.